big news in the world of pancakes this week. Did you hear about this one, about Aunt Jemima?
No. What happened now?
So, all right. So, in case you were not following this, Aunt Jemima is a American product. Maybe they're international. I don't know. But I know they're an American product. They make pancakes and...
syrup.
And maple syrup. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Different flavored syrups, whatever. And the logo on it was this woman that looked like... it was very racist because she looked like... you know, like she was from Gone with the Wind, where she had the bandana up around her head. It was just, it was a very, very racially charged image. Plus, it was called Aunt Jemima. It was seen as tone deaf. So the first thing that PepsiCo, who owns Aunt Jemima, mm-hmm. the first thing they did was they changed the image. They made her just kind of like a, you know, just happy-go-lucky woman, American woman, you know, with like a little pearl earring and pretty hair and normal makeup and no bandana. And she was just like a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still called Aunt Jemima. So people still felt that, you know, it's still a black woman. It's still, but then other people were like, well, good. I mean, black people should be represented. Like every single product doesn't have to be a character or a white person. It's good that there's a black person. But they were like, no, this is racist. It's not good. So it's still becoming a problem. So this week, PepsiCo said, you know what? We're done with Aunt Jemima. She is officially out. We are now changing the name of those pancakes and the pancake syrup to Pearl Milling Company.
Okay.
So now when you see the products, it's just, it's everything else is the same. It's the same picture of the pancakes, the same red package, the same logo, except the logo is now... it just says Pearl Milling Company.
They've had decades of branding, though. That's to throw that all down the drain and come up with a whole new name. That's scary for a company that big.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they decided that the Jemima character had to go and that they wanted to make sure that all of their brands, quote, reflect their values and meet their customers' expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So... you know, so I was thinking, like, Chance the Rapper has a song called Thotty. That's huge. I love Chance the Rapper. Like, his latest album is, like, my favorite thing. I listen to it top to bottom. So that he's got a lyric in there about Aunt Jemima. So is he going to have to change it to Pearl Milling Company?
Some of these hoes just want to Instagram me. Huh? You out here trying to win, you an Instagram
Tony
me.
Tony Touch.
Pancakes in the morning. Huh? Aunt Jemima try to Andre Benjamin me.
Oh, yeah, he's got to change it now.
He says Aunt Jemima, so he can't say that anymore. Now he's got to say Pearl Milling Company. Let's try that again.
Some of these hoes just want to Instagram me. Huh? You out here trying to win, you an Instagram
Tony
me.
Tony Touch.
Pancakes in the morning. Huh? Aunt
Pearl Milling Company.
No, see, it doesn't work. He's going to have to stick
it
with it.
Yeah.
Either he's going to have to stick with it, or he's just going to have to drop that song from doing it live. He can't do it.
He's not the only one. I mean, actually, I looked up who, because I know that song, so I was like, what's he going to do? But then I was like, I wonder if there's other lyrics. If you go to, like, Genius or Lyrics.com or one of those and put in Aunt Jemima, I mean, it all comes up. There's so many songs that use Aunt Jemima that I'm like, oh, no. They're all going to have to change their lyrics now.
So it's not just him. It's everybody else is going to have to change their lyrics.
There were so many. I didn't realize how often Aunt Jemima was referenced in music of all genres. It wasn't even just rap music, country music, rock music. I was surprised at how often people are talking about their pancakes.
Because that's free branding. Look at all the free branding they had for decades and decades. And now they're going to change it to something you don't even know what it is.
Pearl Milling Company. It's a lot to say.
I don't even like that. It should just be like Milling Company. It's too long. Why don't you just call it syrup?
Right. Exactly. Put the word syrup on there. Just put the word pancakes on there.
Pancakes and pancake syrup. Done. What do I want to get? Syrup. There it is. Syrup. It doesn't have to be Aunt Jemima's syrup. It just has to be syrup.
In the red. Just give me the syrup in the red. In the red package and get me the pancakes in the red box. I mean, now it's like, you know, I send my boyfriend to the supermarket and I would make sure my phone is next to me and it's ready to go because I know he's going to text me and be like, is this the thing you asked for? What about this? Is this the one? Which, you know, we've been together almost 11 years. He knows what products we use, but every single time I send him, well, that's the pancakes that we use. I don't know what he's going to do now. If I have to explain to him it's now called Pearl Milling Company, he's going to be like, his head's going to explode.
He's going to be walking around that store for 15 hours looking for the right one because it has messed up his whole world.
Yeah, that's a big change. I mean, I think they could have come up with something that syrup. Is not as... Yeah, like you said, just call it syrup. Just call it pancakes. I don't know why you need to put Pearl Milling Company on there. You know, it's by PepsiCo, you know?
Pepsi syrup. There you go. Done.